Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second, the center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second, the right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is hit by the pitch. Geiger moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brandt. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger, who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Whitey Herzog now playing right field. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. One out. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Breeding covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hardy. Adair reaches second base with a double. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is hit by the pitch. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive towards the mound. Schwall catches it and throws to second to double up Adair. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Roberts. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Geiger reaches second base with a double. There goes Gardner trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts bunts towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Landreth moves to second. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. 1 out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bresut hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schwall hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Landreth and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gentile hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Geiger. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-3 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Hardy moves to second. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-3 in the game. Schwall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Bressuit moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Robinson pinch runs for Boog Powell. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Landreth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.